This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anoush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine. Welcome back. Welcome back to this wonderful episode. Today's guest is Ani Daftan. She's the owner of Virtus Kitchen. And Virtus Kitchen is a very delicious place to get so many goodies. And thank you, Ani, so much for sharing your story, how you got inspired to go into a food business. So you took a trip to Armenia. Then you came back to Los Angeles. Then what happened?
Yeah, okay. So the timeline. Pretty much I got back. I had already graduated college. I got back and I just kind of dived right into a customer service job. And after that, around that time is when I began doing my research. Where do I start? What do I have? I wanted to do everything the right way. Whatever permit or license I needed to have with dealing with food. So I just wanted to make sure everything was aligned. Shortly after I established the business license and the food permit and all that stuff, and I created the Instagram page. I got some pictures going. I really enjoy taking pictures of food, interacting with people. So I got that going. I was looking for events to do and to be a part of, whether it was through Instagram, through Facebook, word of mouth. This was my chance also to kind of grow out of my shell. I would consider myself more of an introvert, so that helped as well. And then I found Guinea Fest. Actually, Anna recommended Guinea Fest, so I feel like we come full circle now.
Why don't you tell us what's Guinea Fest?
Sorry, say that again.
I said, why don't you share with us what Guinea Fest, how was your experience?
Yes, so Guinea Fest, first I was excited to even be considered and be a part of it. I was so excited for the phone call just to hear about what it is. It's a wine festival that takes place here in LA. At the time we were going to go, the year before there was, I hope I'm saying this right, about 300 people. And then the year after that, it doubled. And then this year, it was going to be even more people. You guys had to get a bigger venue. But it's a place where you can go taste wine from Armenia and France, I believe, or just Armenia. And
Armenia.
We were there, just Armenia. Okay. Yeah. And we were there as a catering. So there were different booths. You go up to, you talk, you learn. We were there as a catering booth. So we were there to introduce our company, what we do, sample some items like finger foods, our dips that we make in-house. And this was really the first time that we were exposed to that amount of people. It gave me a really good feeling of what I wanted to do, like what direction I wanted to take it. I was like, if they have one next year, I hope I'm considered to be a part of it again, because the feedback was amazing. Half the time people were like, oh, what store can we find this at? What, like, you know, so it was definitely, it fueled me, it fueled us. So just to kind of like fast forward, this is in the beginning of, this is in the middle of 2018.
And 18,
then
19 is a wash.
Yeah, that's right. Because we come closer to the end of the year, and then we get into a farmer's market. Like, slowly by doing these kinds of events, we get different kinds of exposure. And we got into a farmer's event because somebody recommended that we join. So here we go, research again. I figure out how to be a part of that, what licenses I need. We join a farmer's market. We do it for about a month. Goes really good, has the chance to grow, again, more exposure. But and then that's when COVID started. This is kind of where I start telling people the story of what we do now. So when COVID started, I was working with my grandma. She's still a part of the kitchen. But so I started to, we were afraid, you know, we didn't want to be so close. She's older. So mm-hmm. we just kind of took a pause on the markets. Well, the markets closed anyways, but on catering and the markets, we took a pause. But I was home. I was home and I was still doing like experiments, whether it was cooking, baking. We had somebody gifted my sister a donut pan, actually. So a donut pan, it's like a mold in the shape of a donut. I have a gluten intolerance, so I have to make my donuts. And that's exactly what I did. I used a recipe that I did for a cake. I made it into donuts. And during COVID, the story is kind of, I feel like, all over the place. I hope it's easy to follow. But I have a friend, her name's Nicole. She has a store, and she decided to stay open during COVID. She followed all the safety measures. So I, as like a thank you, you know, for being open and bringing in some kind of happiness that we can through clothes, that we can get through clothes, I decided to just bake these for her and take them to her. But what she does is...
The cake donuts.
Yeah, the donuts. Yes, the cake donuts, yes. So what she does is she takes a picture and she posts it on Instagram and tags the catering page. She's a friend, so she knows what I was doing, catering. And it had nothing to do with each other. But she posted it and then I get a few message requests of people just trying to order these donuts. So I was a little bit confused and I was like, okay, we have our kitchen, you know, like our rented kitchen. Why not? Why not do it? We have the pan, we did. It took a world of its own. Like, we grew out of the kitchen. Ingredients were running all over the place. By we, I mean me, my grandma, and whoever in my family was available to help. So, yeah, we were doing donuts. We were doing pickup, delivery. I eventually had to... This is all within 2 months. So this is in May and June. May, June, and July.
You kind of led into the story. I was going to ask you, what is the story with the donuts? Because overnight, just like you said, your donuts exploded all over the yeah. Instagram. And they're so colorful and they're so appetizing. So being thankful and grateful and having great yeah. friends can lead yes. to this kind of success. Wonderful.
I will say it's a big part of it was that it's not with intention. For anybody listening, if you have friends who are in some kind of business, you know, my intention wasn't to take this donut for her to take a picture and post it. And, you know, the intention was to say thank you. We're Armenian. We grew up understanding and knowing and only knowing hospitality and just give. And that's what I was doing. I was like, you know, instead of I can bake cookies or cake, which is fun, but let me do something different. Like, she'll be excited. So her and her family had it. They were in love with it. And because that honest, like, taste and review, you know, I'm guessing that's what made her post it. And that's what got so many people like reached out about that. They could see on the page that we did other things. And for a while we did do both, like some catering, some donuts, but again, ran out of capacity, so ended up focusing on the donuts.
That's wonderful. I wanted to go back a little bit. The Guinea Fest was actually in 2019, not 18. The 2020 went virtual, so that's 19. Mm-hmm. I mixed up the dates. So now you outgrew your little kitchen. With, you know, because you have so many orders to fulfill, what happened next?
Yeah, so we worked in, so first we were working at home at my house, and then we moved into our rented kitchen space. So this is where kind of like you know, you choose your hours, you go, you select time. But why we outgrew it, people would, you know, you have to select your hours to go. So some, you know, if somebody was late or whatnot, you had to stay. And we were like, no, this is becoming really busy. So we ended up getting our own like private room in the kitchen space. So commercial kitchen, if you can imagine, like 200 square feet, 250, it's just kitchen and oven and sink and health approved and all that boring stuff. We went into a bigger space where we were able to keep all of our things we use, pans, ingredients, and we were able to have like set of hours, kind of like a store. You couldn't walk in there and you know dine in, but you can go pick up. We would do deliveries, we would space out the time. So we got the space permanently to be ours in June, and then after that in late September, not that we were kind of outgrowing it, like it was still manageable, but people would get very confused as to what a commercial kitchen was. A lot of people would come with the expectation that they can come and sit down and get pastry there, kind of like a cafe. So then that idea led to like looking for a space. And again, this was in like the middle of COVID. Like you don't plan these things in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah, but we looked at a few different spaces and found one at Westfield Topanga and the Village. So at the Village, the outdoor mall. This is in Woodland Hills, and it's basically a bunch of restaurants, boutiques, other bakeries. The mall is right across the street. So we found a space, and we took about a month to revamp it. It was an existing business. They went out of business. We were able to take that location. We signed for a pop-up. This is what they recommended. They said, you know, the Village, that we can stay there longer and stuff, but they do recommend and giving us the opportunity to just do a pop-up. So we revamped. You know, personally, I put in my head that we will make it work and stay much longer. I didn't want to pack up and go after 3 months. Like, I didn't want to see that happen. So in the 3 months, it was overwhelming. Again, like, we had foot traffic from the Village, yes, but Instagram is really what like helped spread the word. People would, if you're gonna post it and tag it, the location, then people would see, they'd bookmark, come there the next day. And these are just conversations that we have with people even at the store. So yeah, 4 months we did the commercial kitchen, then moved into the pop-up in October. We had about a month, so starting September, revamped, October, moved in, and then late December we had to have that conversation, are we staying or leaving, and we decided to stay. So now it is our permanent location after that crazy timeline.
Amazing. So why don't you share again the location, if the listeners, I'm sure they're going to want to come out and check it out, and because we are nearing to the Valentine's Day, tell us if you have anything special for the Valentine's.
Yes, we do. We do have something special lined up for Valentine's Day. As far as the location, if you type in Westfield Topanga and the Village, it should come right up. We are located on Topanga Canyon Boulevard, and it's going to be a big space, so you can find us with cherry blossoms. That flower will be displayed all throughout our store. I'm sorry, on the outside of the store. And you can find us on Instagram, too. You can call us. But we do have something special lined up for Valentine's Day. This is actually going to be a heart-shaped donut that we're going to make. We did find the mold, so we're going to be able to do that. And it's going to be a rose flavor donut it's going to be garnished with pistachios. So the inspiration is obviously after a rose, and it's going to be gluten-free because we have a lot of customers that ask. So finally one donut that will be gluten-free. We'll see how it goes. We are considering adding to our permanent menu, but it will be available actually within the next 2 days. I just left the kitchen. We were prepping that.
Wow, that is exciting. A few questions. Let's spell out the Instagram account for listeners to make sure that they find it. And then, do you have any other allergy-friendly goodies in your menu?
Yes. So the Instagram is Vertos Kitchen, which is spelled V-E-R-T-O-S Kitchen. And then for other allergies, at the moment we have regular donuts, which will be it will have eggs, milk, and flour. And then we have gluten free, where we continue the eggs and milk, and we just use almond flour. We are working on a vegan donut, so to make it completely plant-based, dairy-free. That's not ready yet, but we are working on it. And we also have vegan and gluten-free pastries that we bring in time to time. Again, all made in-house, usually with matcha or cacao powder. Just depends. Some weekends we do bring those in. And we also do carry Mediterranean pastries, again, that we make in-house, my grandma's recipes. We have paklava, shamali. We have one gluten-free version, gluten-free paklava. We do have in store. We bring in sometimes.
Yeah. So we can visit, we can have coffee, we can have a pastry. There's outdoor sitting.
Yes.
We just can have a good time and then maybe go shopping. Anijan, before we go, we have 2 minutes. This has been, the 2020 has been a very interesting year, to say the least, but it seems like even with pandemic and even with all these difficulties, you were able to, you know, stay focused and actually grow and develop into something amazing, develop the business into something amazing. I'm sure you have bigger goals. What are those? And what are other fun things to come for Vertos Kitchen?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I got goosebumps just hearing that. It's not every day that I get to sit down and think about that. It's been very back-to-back and work. I'm still very involved. But I do have other goals and other dreams that I do wish to see forward. The initial goal with everything was to come out with a cafe / restaurant with food, Mediterranean food. Again, add in my style, my color, and make it fun. Like, take our food, our recipes, and make it fun. So hopefully that would be my 10-year goal, to be able to open up a restaurant. It does take a lot of hard work. And I'm new. I don't have previous experience in that. My sooner 5-year goal would be to see another location. I do have a few spots in mind, but I would definitely say that would be within the next 5 years at least, to see one more location for our bakery cafe style.
Awesome. Well, we wish you lots of success with the hard work and the love that you have enlisted in you. I'm sure that you are going to reach both goals. I can't wait to come and visit you sometime soon and try the donut. And for everyone who is looking for something special for Valentine's, check out Vertos donuts. I'm sure your loved ones would love those donuts. Thank you, Ani. We wish you again success, and till the next time. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.